Pages of Cycle World, America's leading motorcycle magazine. This is Cycle World Radio. Now, here's your host, my dad, Steve Natt.
Welcome to Cycle World Radio. I am Steve Natt here at the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, California, where we do our program once a week. When we're not on location, like in a couple of weeks, we'll be at the MotoGP race in Indianapolis, and we'll be recording a show there and have that for you the following week. Because when we're live in the East Coast, which is 8 o'clock East Coast time, 5 o'clock West Coast time, they'll be just about sort of, I guess, in one of the better prelims for the Indianapolis Dirt Track Mile. So after the MotoGP day of qualifying and stuff that we'll be watching on Saturday, we're all going to roll over to the dirt track and watch the dirt track. So we'll be out there, and I may even do some radio work out there, and then the following week you'll be able to hear what we did right here on Cycle World Radio. But today we're going to be covering a couple of things that are, I think, absolutely critical to motorcyclists. First of all, the most critical thing is kind of protecting the stuff that's between your ears, because if that stuff turns to butter, you're really not going to be much of a motorcyclist after that. Of course, I'm talking about helmets, and we'll be joined by a guy from Arai Americas, Arai, A-R-A-I, arguably the highest quality helmet that you can buy here in the United States. I say arguably because people will argue that until it's one of those things you hear at the Sunday morning rides and at racetracks. Oh, I think this one's better. No, this one's better. But when you stop and you add it all up and you look at price, value, and all those things, you know, definitely Arai has a lot of components that would help them win that argument. And then later in the show, we're going to talk about how do you get your bike from point A to point B when you're not riding it. And there's a kind of a new system available for people who don't have room for a trailer and don't have a truck, and yet they still need to bring their sport bike or their dirt bike out to a place like a racetrack, or bring it on vacation with them, or an off-highway vehicle area. So how do you bring it? Well, what do you do? Well, there's a new device, a relatively new device, that I think works really well. I've tested it, and we'll be joined by a guy from VersaHaul later in the program. But right now I want to bring on Rob Lefevre. Rob works with Arai Americas in Pennsylvania, of all places. Arais are made in Japan, and for some reason then they all get shipped here to Pennsylvania? And then they get distributed around the country from there. So, Rob, welcome to Cycle World Radio. Tell me why you guys are in Pennsylvania.
It's a very good place to distribute helmets from. What we find is from our location here in Pennsylvania, we're within about 2 hours of approximately 22-23% of the nation's population.
Okay.
So we're, what we do.
But here in Los Angeles, I'm probably within 50% of the nation's motorcycling population in terms of year-round riding.
Perhaps we need to move out there where it's warmer in the wintertime then.
I would think so. And then I'm very close to the, you know, facility in case I need a visor right away or something like that. So I vote for that. Rob, tell me a little bit quickly about your personal background as a motorcyclist. One would expect that you work for a motorcycle helmet company. You're kind of into bikes yourself. It would seem weird if you weren't. But tell me about your background as a rider.
Absolutely. I've been riding for about 30 years. I've been in the industry about 15 years. Primarily started out as a sales manager at a local KTM Honda Polaris dealership, and Arai Helmets was one of our customers. They purchased the KTM for a photo shoot. We kept good ties, good relations, and when the position opened up with Arai, we made the move and came on board over here a couple years ago.
Neat. Okay. And what do you have in your garage? What do you put on your, what do you put underneath you when you put your Arai on your head?
My normal daily rider is a 2003 VFR 800, but my interests lie in much older machines. I've got a garage full of CB750 single cam and twin cam 900F motorcycles, and
cool.
I just do a couple of old trials bikes as well.
Neat. Okay. I like those old. Do you have the original like Sandcast 69 CB750K laying around, one of those?
No, I'm afraid no Sandcast ones. Most of mine are 75 and 76s and 77s. More the later ones that nobody wants, and I get a call once in a while and says, please come get this out of my yard.
Neat.
That's usually how I get most of mine.
Neat. All right. And do you tend to like try to keep those stock and restore them that way, or are you more about like, hey, I make cafe racers out of these things?
I like the modified versions. My preference is to ride a bike that is how it would have been modified back in the day.
Neat. Okay. Kind of like the following the old sort of ARMA road race rules, that same kind of system.
Absolutely.
Right on. All right. That's Rob Lefevre. Here's with Arai Helmets. And when we come back, I promise, we're actually going to start talking about helmets. This is Steve Natt. You're listening to Cycle World Radio.
If you're thinking of selling your car, nothing affects its value more than its appearance. And even if you decided to keep it, it's possible to make your car look like a new car with Meguiar's Tech Wax 2.0. Meguiar's is famous for creating show car finishes. That's why we're rated number one for brand loyalty. The truth is, Meguiar's Tech Wax 2.0 could not apply or wipe off any easier or create more dramatic results. Car guys love Meguiar's Tech Wax 2.0, and you will too.
If you're like me, a lot of people probably consider you the neighborhood automotive genius. And these days, you probably get a lot of questions about how to increase fuel economy. Well, become your neighbor's MPG genius and tell them to use Gumout Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gumout Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Kind of fun being this smart, isn't it? Gumout Regain Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it, the better way to maximize your MPG. Add the internet to your car with AutoNet Mobile, the world's only hotspot designed specifically for the vehicle. AutoNet Mobile connects to 10 or more people with any Wi-Fi device up to 150 feet around the car. Their true technology eliminates dropped connections. With AutoNet Mobile, you can finally listen to all those internet radio stations in your car or stay connected to the office while on the road. It's so easy to use, there's no setup or software required. AutoNet Mobile is now only $199 after mail-in rebate. A service agreement is required. Buy it now at Advance Auto Parts or Amazon.com. That's AutoNet Mobile.
You own or lease a newer car and you want to add techno gadgets like hands-free Bluetooth or your iPod without tearing apart your dash and replacing your factory radio. Well, Kenwood's new Car Portal series of components are designed just for you. Kenwood's made it plug-in simple to seamlessly integrate the latest in audio and video technologies and display it all through your factory radio. A Kenwood authorized dealer can demonstrate how you can live connected, drive connected. Check online for a dealer near you at www.kenwoodusa.com. Do it now.
Alcoa invented the aluminum industry in 1886 and the forged wheel in 1948. At Alcoa, we work with the leading global auto manufacturers and aftermarket consumers, from Chrysler's SRT Group to Shelby to the official wheel of Ivan Stewart's Pro Truck Race Series, even the Lamborghini Reventon. Alcoa forged aluminum wheels provide durable, lightweight solutions coupled with new innovations like our easy-to-clean DuraBrite technology surface treatment. Learn more at www.strongwheels.com.
It's the medicine your mom gave you as a kid. The medicine you trusted when you were pregnant. And for many, it's what you rely on to ease arthritis pain. Tylenol has been trusted for over 50 years. And while store brands make pills that look just like Tylenol, it's important to know they're not made by Tylenol. The only way to get the brand you've trusted your whole life, the brand doctors recommend most, is to buy the brand doctors recommend most. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
This is Cycle World Radio. I'm Steve Nadd here at the Peterson Museum in Los Angeles, California. We're talking to Rob Lefevre of Arai America. They are the importers of Arai helmets from Japan. Arai, A-R-A-I, if you want to look at the pictures and you happen to be near your computer, ariamericas.com. Is that right, Rob?
That's correct.
Americas, and that's with an S on the end because I guess there's more than one. I don't know. It's the only one that matters to me is this one. All of America's, right? Because you guys send them like to Colombia and places like that?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. So they go to Japan, then they go to Pennsylvania, and then they go to Bogota from there? That seems nuts.
They usually go directly to our distributors.
I would hope.
They don't make the stop in Pennsylvania. They usually go right from the manufacturer facility in Japan right to our individual distributors.
Okay. So I was, I've worn Arai's for a long time, I've had a couple of little get-offs, but nothing where I've challenged the helmet in the way that I've seen helmets challenged. I've known guys that have gone off like serious high-speed stuff, whacked their heads into hard things, and then gotten up and go, how's my bike? Thank goodness, I'm knock on wood here, that hasn't happened to me yet, but knowing that I've got, a good piece of equipment up there is important. Now, of course, there are a couple of standards that we use here in the States. Department of Transportation, what we call the DOT standard. And then there's also the Snell standard, S-N-E-L-L. And I don't want to get into all the details about that because it's very complicated stuff about how they do their testing and what that means to you and whether the helmet is bent or stretched or old, whether it's hot or cold, whether you hit it with a shot put or you hit it with a hammer or it's dropped. There's all kinds of ways they do the testing. Just for you consumers, you probably do want to look for a helmet that has both Snell and DOT certification, and the Arai's do. But then let's get into some of the differentiation, because there's a lot of different brands that do carry those same certifications. And let's talk a little bit about what makes an Arai what it is and why it's, you know, why it's special, how it's unique in the ways that it is, because frankly it is a little more expensive than some of the other helmets that are out there.
Absolutely. The first and foremost, the purpose of the helmet is as an energy management device. Its purpose is to protect the rider, and we are very, very strongly focused on making sure that is our goal first and foremost. We use top-notch materials. We use an aerospace-grade fiberglass in most of our helmets, and each one is handmade. There are 15 men who are qualified to do the individual layup of those individual pieces, and I understand that they are the most highly paid members of the staff.
Wow. Only 15 guys to make all the helmets that Arai does for worldwide use?
That's correct. It's an incredibly painstakingly difficult job.
Are these guys like elves where they work 24/7 or they never go home? How is that even possible? Because I go to motorcycle stores and you see a bunch of Arais on the shelves and there's always new models. It seems impossible to me.
They work very, very hard. And it's compounded by the fact we do all of our auto helmets in the same facility as well. So those 15 gentlemen not only do all the motorcycle helmets, but they also do all the auto helmets as well.
Neat. Yeah, cause for automobile racers, they have a couple of NASCAR guys, some IRL guys that are running these lids as well. And of course, the demands for a car helmet are a little bit different. You also have you do drag bike helmets as well, right?
We don't do anything specifically for drag motorcycles, but we do want to point out that over half the Formula One field wears our helmets.
Nice. Okay. And if you think about that, those guys could pretty much afford anything.
Absolutely.
So if they're choosing a ride, there must be some reason for that. Now, all right, you've got these 15 guys who are sort of like, I'm picturing the Japanese version of Geppetto, right? The sort of craftsmen, you know, in there wielding their resin and their fiberglass and their molds, trying to figure out the best way to make this thing just right, each one of them. Take me through, like, quickly the process of what they go through in a step-by-step way, if you can.
Sure. The mold is preheated to the requisite temperature, and then what we consider to be a bird's nest, a base layer of fiberglass is put into the mold, and each individual piece is laid in on top. The resin is poured, and then it is heated and pressurized during the molding process. Once it comes out, that's when the work begins, as each shell is measured for weight and thickness.
Okay. And when they do that, is that done like manual also? Is that with calipers, or is there some sort of laser system that they use to make sure that all the way around it's uniform?
There's a very specific machine that is used to measure the thickness of that shell.
Okay.
It is done all out, all over the shell surface.
So, I mean, the challenge, of course, when you're doing things that are handmade is making them as uniform as possible so that you know that this small Corsair model, whatever, is going to be the same exact as the next one. And so it makes me wonder, you know, that's the trade-off between having something that's custom versus something that's sort of technically manufactured by robots on an assembly line. So quickly, we've got about 30 seconds here. Can you give me, like, a little bit about how Arai solve the problem of that custom variation?
Well, many of those pieces are actually assembled ahead of time, whereas you'll have two or three pieces that are grouped together that will go into the mold as a unit. That will help to keep them uniform.
Okay. And then so that sort of locks the shape or the size of it, and then when they pour the resins and they keep the temperatures all correct, the science says you do it this way, you do it right, it comes out right every time.
Absolutely.
I see. And then the graphics go on, and then the clear coat over the top of that sort of finishes it up?
Yes.
All right, cool. Listen, we're going to take a break. That's Rob Lefevre from Arai Americas. When we come back, we'll talk more about how these helmets work and how they're going to save your neck. Steve Natt here, Cycle World Radio.
Have you been putting off getting health insurance because you think it's too expensive or you don't qualify? Now is your chance to get the health coverage you want for a lot less than you thought. With the Synergy Health Preferred Insurance Plan, you can finally have health coverage for your everyday medical needs, including doctor visits, lab tests, x-rays, maternity, emergencies, and hospital stays. Our limited medical insurance plan even covers surgeries with no deductibles and no annual limits. Best of all, with Synergy Health Preferred, you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. And Synergy Health accepts applicants regardless of most pre-existing medical conditions.
Enroll today by calling 1-800-213-4801. Don't put off your health for another day. For individual and family coverage, call 1-800-213-4801. That's 1-800-213-4801. For costs and further details of the coverage, including exclusions, limitations, and the terms under which the policy may be continued in force, call Synergy Health. This plan is offered through an association membership, not available in all states.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, Junior's OP tops, and Kids Danskin Now and Starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Prices not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
Hey, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm dancing! Woo!
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I got the stack of cash with the googly eyes. I love him. Some money I'm saving with Geico. It was so easy.
Yeah, got that. But there's just one thing.
What?
You're dancing at work, John.
Yeah, I am. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
This is Cycle World Radio, and my name is Steve Nat. We're talking to Rob Lefevre of Arai Americas. We're talking about helmets, which, you know, even if you live in a state where there are no helmet laws, you got to look in the mirror before you get on the motorcycle every time, and you got to make that choice. You really do really need to make it openly, honestly, and intelligently. You need to say, is today a good day for me to get a head injury? Would I rather not have that happen? And then you decide right there on your own. I don't care about what the law says. You decide for yourself. If you're okay with the head injury, go put on your bandana and go for a ride. If you're not, then you need to get a lid that'll protect you and not just one that satisfies, you know, the police sort of half, you know, I was going to use the wrong word, but, you know, they're halfway attention to the helmet law, and they'll let you ride around on the little buckets that you can pick up on Main Street in Daytona for $12. And what the English call pudding bowls, you know, those things. And you can get away with those, especially with the fake DOT stickers. But something goes wrong and you find yourself landing on your head, that's not going to do very much to help you. And that's where the manufacturers of top-rate helmets come in. And Arai is one of them. Now, Arai, interestingly, doesn't make a helmet that doesn't cover your ears. All their helmets are at least three-quarter size, and that goes to safety. So let's talk a little bit about the component we haven't addressed in terms of how these things protect you, and that's making sure a helmet fits. You get a hand-me-down lid that's three sizes too big, and you say, oh, it's a Snell helmet. It's DOT approved. It's, you know, only a couple of years old. I bought it on Craigslist, or I got it from a friend. This should be fine, right? But if it doesn't fit right, what's the risk there, Rob?
The risk of a helmet that doesn't fit properly is tremendous. It's very, very important that, from our perspective, that the helmet shape match the shape of one's head. We're all shaped a little bit differently. One thing, if you look at the bald guys here and there, you can look at different head shapes and realize that some of them are very, very round in their shape, and some of them are very, very long and oval shaped. Some of them are halfway in between.
So, like, when you go to the airport, the bald guys, like, go, dude, stop staring at me. You find yourself doing that, like going, oh, he's a long oval, or he's a round oval, or this guy's a whatever you call it.
Those of us here, we do that all the time. We're always looking at people's head shapes and fascinated by it. But one of the things that we do at the Cycle World International Motorcycle Shows is we have the ability, with one of every model and every size that we offer, to perform fittings right there on the spot. So a customer can not only have their head measured, but we also institute a program this past year called the HMC, the Head Measuring Campaign, by which we developed a database for the factory in development of new models of helmets and reported nearly 700 new riders and their very specific head sizes, shapes, measurements, where their ears were in their head, where their eyes are in their head, all the things that would be relevant to the design of making a new helmet fit most of the time properly.
Neat. Now, are you also administering IQ tests, so we can use that sort of 19th century metric where head size has something to do with intelligence, and we can see if there's a correlation there again? Because I'd be fascinated by that.
Well, my wife is a psychologist, and she insists that there's no correlation whatsoever between head shape or head size and the intelligence.
Oh, she's right. That was, you know, that was completely debunked years ago, but I still think it's a funny idea. And then, are you discovering any new head shapes? Like, oh, well, we thought we had them all covered, but here's 27 people showed up, and their heads are shaped like broccoli spears or something. I don't know. Is anything new come up like that?
Well, it does from time to time, and that was kind of the purpose of this research, is to find exactly what the norms are here within the North American market. With such a diverse background of cultures, our head shapes come up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then they really don't follow any type of racial or sexual lines. We don't see a whole lot of difference there. But what we have learned, and it's reinforced the fact that our three basic head shapes that we use, round oval, intermediate oval, and long oval, are a very viable and necessary way to offer the helmets.
And the oval shape we're talking about is if you're standing on a ladder looking down at a person's head, right? It's the top-down sort of look?
Exactly. Looking from the top would be the way to assess it. It's very difficult to look in the mirror and assess one's head shape from looking at your face because it's not terribly relevant to the shape of your head overall, the way we see it. But one of the things that we have seen is as people get bigger and bigger, we see the need for more double and triple extra large helmets.
Wow. Okay. And that's just from the chimichangas at Applebee's, or is it, I mean, or
I
just people
are
just overall size of people? Right, I see. Okay.
Just as people get larger, the head size is also.
So obviously larger. People should be coming to all the Cycle World International Motorcycle Shows this winter when we come to a town near you. But in lieu of that, like this summer, if they want to go to a dealership, should they try on the helmets? Are the dealers trained on how to size things for people? How does that work?
Absolutely. We have a whole army of trained dealers out there. Who are able to take the measurements and visually make the assessment of one's particular head shape. And what's great is you know, we'd like to see your local dealer have a good variety of products in stock for you to try.
Okay.
You
can, so start. You can then, that's right. Rob, I got to let you go. That's Rob Lefevre from Arai Americas. Go to AraiAmericas.com. Pick out a lid that you like style wise, and then roll by your dealer and try it on and make sure it fits, and talk to them about that. This is Cycle World Radio. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look.
It's never sounded so red, white, and blue.
At work I have it on.
You guys are the best.
This is Radio America.
Allstate.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. President Barack Obama says Americans no longer should be held hostage by health insurance companies. At a town hall meeting on healthcare overhaul in Grand Junction, Colorado, Obama accuses the policies of insurance companies of hurting too many families and businesses. Obama is using the techniques honed in his White House campaign to try to regain the upper hand over increasingly vocal critics. Here's Sophia Manos.
In person.
TV loves a ruckus.
And in his weekly media address.
You know how TV loves a ruckus.
Obama is trying to counter intense public skepticism. There's also a web video and a national call-in set for Wednesday. Senator Orrin Hatch delivered the GOP address.
More spending, more taxes, and more government is not the answer.
The Obama goal is to sign his health care overhaul this year. Sophia Manos, Washington.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Attention, are you dodging IRS or state taxes?
The IRS threatened to seize my car, my boat, and my business. I didn't know where to turn, so my accountant recommended Power Tax Relief.
Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to Power Tax Relief. Honest people just like you, like the Myers family, who owed the IRS $40,000 from illness and family emergencies.
With Power Tax Relief, we paid only a portion of what we owed the IRS.
And they saved our house.
You can bet the IRS will have lawyers working on your case. Don't take a chance without your own legal help.
I was so worried I was going to lose my practice, but the team from Power Tax Relief, they got me a second chance.
Look, you have a limited window to negotiate with the IRS and settle your debt for less. This could be your last chance. Play it right with Power Tax Relief.
Owe over $10,000 in taxes? Settle with the IRS for less.
Get a free tax consultation now by calling 1-800-222-8089. Power Tax Relief, 800-222-8089. Call 800-222-8089.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
GEICO is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio. But at GEICO, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's GEICO. How old am I? I'll tell you later, you know, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
This is Cycle World Radio. I'm Steve Nett here at the Peterson Automotive Museum, and we're rolling into our second half hour this week. We're going to be talking about how to get your bike from point A to point B when you're not riding it, if you don't have room for a trailer. Say you live in an apartment, or your wife doesn't want the side yard taken up by a big trailer, or you don't want to spend the kind of money that good trailers cost, and you don't have a pickup truck. And you don't want to spend the hour and a half or 2 hours at U-Haul that it takes to sign the papers and organize that and pick up the thing and then drive back and pick up your bike and then load your bike and then finish with what you're doing and then get back and unload the U-Haul and pay all the fees and, you know, if you've done that, you know what a pain in the neck it is. So we'll be talking about a system that I've tried and I really like and how that can work for you. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's in the garage this week and how things are going with that. I've been still running around on the Piaggio BV500 Tour, which is a scooter, single cylinder, big wheel scooter, I call it. If you get a look at a scooter, the standard Vespa look, it's a little 10 or 12 inch wheel. And the thing I don't like about those is that the front ends tend to be a little twitchy. And if you hit a big pothole, that tire wants to auger in. And so I just, from my personal point of view, even though I started riding Vespas when I was young, I like the bigger wheel, like the larger diameter tire. It feels more stable to me. I can ride over stuff and feel a little bit more like you do on a motorcycle. You have all the convenience of a scooter. So if I got to go run an errand, this is the thing that gets pulled out of the garage as opposed to the ZX6R or the Triumph 675 that was in there or the Victory Vision before that. Those are motorcycles, and you got to get geared up, and it seems like there's more to do to get ready to go for a ride on a bike. I don't know why. On a scooter, you kind of just throw on the helmet and a jack, and boop, you're off, you know? I'm averaging 44, 45 miles per gallon, which is pretty good considering that I never accelerate without 100% of throttle, because I'm an idiot like that. And the thing will do just about 100 miles an hour, you know, theoretically, let's say, quote unquote. And it handles pretty darn well. You get the suspension dialed up. And, the only limit is the center stand, which tends to drag a little bit. So I'm actually thinking about taking it to a track day tomorrow that I'm going to be doing up at the Streets of Willow. Obviously, I'm taking the ZX6R Kawasaki up there. Go run some laps, and we'll do a radio show from there that we'll pre-tape and then run for you guys in a couple of weeks. But I think I'm going to take the scooter out and see how that one does, maybe get some photos. So look for that on our Twitter through Cycle World. I've been Twittering images and stories through that, and maybe even a blog or a larger piece that we'll be doing there as well. All right, so let me bring on now the guy from VersaHaul, if you're playing along at home, V-E-R-S-A-H-A-U-L, VersaHaul.com. It's called a modular carrier system. And joining us now from somewhere in the Midwest, Indiana, is Jimmy Eloff. Jimmy, welcome to Cycle World Radio.
Thanks a lot, Steve. I appreciate you having me on this afternoon.
Well, thanks. I've been looking around because I had a truck, right? And it was getting a little long in the tooth, and my wife hated driving it, and my daughter's turning 16, and she was scared because it was all big and built, and like, I can't drive that thing. So when we needed something still that would, you know, take the family places and all that, so I ended up getting a 09 Ford Flex.
Okay.
And I said, all right, now how am I going to get bikes around? Do I have to go and, you know, what am I going to do? So I had a hitch welded to the back, custom hitch welded, so it was a nice, solid Class 3 2-inch receiver. And I figured I'll just rent trailers when I need them. And then I started looking into some of these bike carriers, and there's a couple of really cheap ones available, and there's a couple of expensive ones available. And then I went on all the various chat rooms where people are talking about this sort of thing, and narrowed it down and ordered a couple, and ding, 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 the VersaHaul wins.
Really?
I'll just put it straight out there. Because of the various features, the strength of it, and the ease with which it mounted and set up, I think you guys nailed it on this one. So let's talk about, and the one I ordered was the one for sport bikes. You guys have, why don't you quickly take me through some of the different models you have, and then we'll get into some more detail after that, just for all the different kinds of motorcycles you'll service.
Okay. Well, our smallest or lightest duty carrier that we have is model number VH50CC, and that's for the 50cc scooters or Vespas that you see. Can carry up to 250 pounds. It's really, really lightweight, and it's made for lightweight bikes. The next model up is the VH55RO, and that's kind of our in-between model, but probably most popular and most widely used model. It can carry 500 pounds. Primarily, people use them for dirt bikes. When they want to go, you know, out for the weekend, they throw the dirt bike on the back of the vehicle and head out to the track or to the course and get some riding in. Mm-hmm. And then the next model that we have is the VH Sport RO, which is the model that you had. It's probably the most heavy-duty carrier definitely that we offer, and probably one of the most heavy-duty carriers that you can apply to the vast majority of the vehicles on the road today. Mm-hmm. It can carry 600 pounds. It has a 77.5-inch rail, so that'll accommodate most bikes that, you know, safely you can put on the back of on the majority of the vehicles.
Right, and that becomes the other question is what it'll do to your vehicle, and we'll get into that in a later segment. But in terms of how you guys rate these devices, in terms of how much weight they can carry, what's the science there? Is there some sort of apparatus you guys put them on and see where the bend strength is or the break point is? Or how do you know when you say this is a 600-pound one versus this one, which is a 500-pound one?
Well, I can tell you, Steve, that we have put all our carriers through rigorous testing, and we didn't come to these numbers just on a whim and say, ah, let's make it this, let's make it that. The 500-pound limit, of course, we've tested those well above, but I'm not a mechanical engineer, and I don't play one on TV. But that's what they that's what they've recommended and said, hey, let's rate this one at 500 pounds through the various computer testing that we've done, and then also the physical testing in the lab or the shop. And we have put them through, you know, numerous vigorous tests to come up with those ratings. And those are the ratings that we feel they'll safely carry the vast majority of the bikes available.
Interesting. Okay. And then, you know, we'll get into a little more detail on that in a minute. Before we go to break, can you quickly tell me where VersaHaul idea came from? It wasn't out of motorcycling. It was something else, right?
No. We actually started building mobility scooter products. So they could carry the mobility scooter or power wheelchairs on the back of the vehicles, and said, you know what, there's got to be other applications out there for us to capitalize on, and said, hey, you know, let's come out with a power sports line. And now we have numerous motorcycle and dirt bike and scooter carriers, ATV carriers, jet ski carriers, and it's kind of evolved over time from the mobility products into a whole different power sports line.
Neat. Okay. So the technology applies. You learned what you needed to carrying those 400-pound mobility scooters or motorized wheelchairs, you could call them. And then we got things like drag our motorcycles around. This is Steve Nett. Listen to Cycle World Radio. We'll be back more after this.
My name is Derek Berge, and I have the world's worst commute.
Quaker State wants to know, who has the world's worst commute?
74 miles. 4 hours. My engine? Not happy.
Tough commute?
keep your older engine running strong. Get a 5-quart bottle of Quaker State Higher Mileage Engine, enough for an entire oil change. Just $13 now at Walmart. Quaker State, real, durable oil. Offer good through September 2nd. Get to Walmart now.
When people talk about safety, I hear protection for the things I care about. Subaru understands that. Every model tested is a 2008 IIHS top safety pick, including the 2009 Forester, Impreza, Tribeca, and Legacy equipped with stability control. And all are built in zero landfill plants. So with Subaru, it's safety for you and the planet. That's the foundation of proven performance.
How do you wax your car when you don't have time to wax your car? You need Meguiar's Ultimate Quick Wax, the ultimate quick fix for great-looking cars. It sprays on lightning fast and comes off even faster, even in direct sunlight, without drying white, taking the color of your car to another depth of darkness with dazzling clear reflections. Coating your car with protection so powerful, it literally pushes water uphill to get it off your paint. Car guys love using Meguiar's Ultimate Quick Wax, and you will too.
Add the internet to your car with AutoNet Mobile, the world's only hotspot designed specifically for the vehicle. AutoNet Mobile connects to 10 or more people with any Wi-Fi device up to 150 feet around the car. Their true technology eliminates drop connections. With AutoNet Mobile, you can finally listen to all those internet radio stations in your car or stay connected to the office while on the road. It's so easy to use, there's no setup or software required. AutoNet Mobile is now only $199 after mail-in rebate. A service agreement is required. Buy it now at Advance Auto Parts or Amazon.com. That's AutoNet Mobile.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-331-7525. 1-800-331-7525. For your free demo, call 1-800-331-7525.
Hey, this is Steve Nat. This is Cycle World Radio. Now, not everybody has a pickup truck. Not everybody has room for a trailer. Maybe you live in an apartment and you want to start doing some track days. And you don't want to deal with the hassle of having to go rent a vehicle every time you want to load up your bike on that vehicle and go do a track day, because now the thing becomes remarkably more cumbersome to deal with. So that's kind of the situation I was in. I live in an apartment, but I didn't have a lot of room and I wanted to find a way to carry a sport bike to a racetrack. Which what I'll be doing tomorrow morning, actually. And so I started searching around for these carriers, they're called. These are horizontal hitch-mounted carriers. So if you look at the back of an SUV, for example, kind of it looks like the way you'd load a bicycle onto the back of an SUV, essentially. It's horizontal, perpendicular to the direction of travel, for those of you who remember your junior high school geometry. And the idea is there's a little ramp, and you ride up the ramp, and you secure the bike to this thing, and you pull the ramp off and secure the ramp, and bing, you're on your way. Now, the challenge, of course, is getting the right one for the motorcycle that you have. And since I have all kinds of different bikes going through my garage for various tests, it's a little tricky to pick out which the right one and which bikes will work and which ones won't. So each time it's sort of an experiment. But you probably just own one bike that you're going to be taking to the track. Or maybe it's a dirt bike. Or maybe it's something where you and your wife or your girlfriend want to go on a road trip. And, you know, she may want to take the car because of all the stuff. Okay, cool. We'll throw the bike on the back. And on the day that she's doing the spa or she wants to just sleep in, you get on your bike and go and explore. So this is a great opportunity to have that with you in that situation. And so that's why Jimmy Eloff is with us here from VersaHaul to talk about the various ones that are available. And Jimmy, I got the sport one because, you know, I'm mostly talking about bringing sport bikes along. So if you got that, and let's say you have a sport bike, but you also have, a dirt bike, it would work on that hauler as well, but it's not necessarily true that it would work the other way around, right?
The sport model is our largest model, our beefiest model. So easily you can carry smaller bikes on the Sport, on the VH Sport, but it doesn't necessarily work the other way around. With the VH 55, you would struggle with specific sport bikes trying to carry it on that. So, you know, in this case, I suppose bigger is better.
Okay. Right. So you can't, it's better to have overkill on a lighter bike than to try to cheap out and do it on a kind of underkill it a little bit and hope that it works. You got a 480-pound motorcycle and you get the one that's rated to 500 pounds and it's really not for sport bikes, but you kind of cheated in there.
Right.
Maybe not the smart thing to do.
Well, you know, like I said, we've tested all our carriers well over the limit, and, you know, it'll probably work. But here's the thing that really gets me. You know, I get phone calls every day of folks calling up and saying, hey, you know, I've got, you know, this bike, this dirt bike, and I spent all this money on it, and I want to make sure that I can, you know, transport it safely from A to B. And then they're trying to, you know, shave off an extra 10 or 15 bucks on, you know, skimping on a carrier.
Mm.
And, you know, when you spend that much money on a bike and, you know, really care about your bike, for me, it makes more sense to go with a carrier that you know is going to work for you and you're not going to really have any issues with.
Right.
You know, you spend a little bit of extra money, you get a higher quality product, and you don't have to worry about that.
Right. There's a couple of import, you know, these sort of large companies, and you can see them online. I don't have to go through the names, but most people know what they are, where they have, like, all kinds of tools and everything in the world that you can buy from these companies, and they also have retail outlets. And these guys also sell a version of this sort of carrier. And if you just were to compare them side to side like I did and see how they're made, the answer becomes very quickly apparent. There's this one here from the Midwest that tells you, okay, this thing is really well, the welds are strong, the steel they use is strong, it's a serious piece of kit. With the other stuff, immediately I'd start wondering, all right, where's the weak point, when's this going to break,
right?
How big of a bump do I need to go over before this thing starts to pull itself apart? I mean, those are the thoughts going through my mind, and that's exactly what you don't want when you're headed off on vacation, right?
Yeah, the last thing you want on vacation is to be stuck on the side of the interstate and you know, crying because your bike fell off the back of your vehicle because you tried to save an extra couple dollars on your carrier. Now,
yeah, you're calling your insurance company wondering if you're covered because your motorcycle just attacked someone else's car.
Exactly right. Yeah, and, you know, our carriers are all laser cut and robotically welded. All our PowerSport line is made in Indiana, so made in the United States. So you mentioned, you know, some of the less expensive imports, you know, coming from overseas. And I think it's interesting because a lot of these companies, you know, and it's part of my job to be aware of our competition, a lot of these companies import the same carriers, and then they call it a different name. But if you actually look at the pictures, they're all the same pictures. They're all the same carriers. And actually, they mimic a lot of the same things that the VersaHaul does.
Right.
Ironically, or maybe not.
No, it's logical. They say, oh, that works. Let's just take that idea and copy it and do it cheaper. I mean,
exactly.
It's certainly not a new system, that's for sure. But to get the real thing, you know, this is the place to do it. Now, if people wanted it, they call VersaHaul.com, or how do they get to find a dealer that carries these?
Well, we always welcome phone calls from customers and dealers. We have a staff of people here that are more than willing to help you out and answer any vehicle specific or bike specific questions that you may have.
Okay.
But we also have a strong dealer network of over 700 dealers. If you visit VersaHaul.com, there's a find dealers tab. Shows you the map of the United States and or Canada. You click on the location nearest you, it pops up with a list of dealers. We've actually inserted a Google map and contact information, so it gives you the address, the name, the phone number, everything you need to get a hold of one of these dealers and pick up a VersaHaul or see one in person.
Neat. Okay. Yeah, that'll certainly tell you whether this is the right one for you, is to go put your hands on it, turn it upside down, look at the weld, see how it's made. We're talking about the VersaHaul modular carrier systems for motorcycles. This is Cycle World Radio. My name's Steve Nat. We'll be back with more and Jimmy Eloff out of Indiana right after this.
Have you won a lawsuit? Are you collecting a series of future structured settlement payments? Would you like to turn those payments into cash now? We can help you. Contact SSI today. If you have a lawsuit, an insurance claim, or any other claim or future series of periodic payments, we can help too. Contact SSI now. We can even help if you're a senior and want to cash in your life insurance policy and are reluctant to surrender at the current value. We'll provide you with the most competitive, professional, and prompt service available, bar none. Our courteous and patient staff will help guide you through every step of the process. Why wait for your money when we can help you get it now? Contact SSI now. Visit us online at futurepaymentsnow.com. That's futurepaymentsnow.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-783-1975. 800-783-1975. Call now, 800-783-1975.
Here's a fact about Walmart that we're very proud of. 94% of our associates have some form of health insurance, including part-time associates. But don't get us wrong. We have a bigger goal in mind. We won't be satisfied until healthcare legislation is passed so that every American has access to affordable health coverage. Find out more at walmartstores.com. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states.
Tired of credit card debt with high rates and high monthly payments? There's powerful free information credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to show you how to settle your credit card debt with low monthly payments you can afford. Call 1-800-900-9208. That's 1-800-900-9208. 1-800-900-9208.
Hey, this is Cycle World Radio. Steve Natt here at the Peterson Museum here in Los Angeles, California, winding down this hour of motorcycle talk for you here across Radio America. If you're listening by podcast, welcome on iTunes. And we're talking to Jimmy Eloff out of Indiana about the VersaHall system. This is one of the companies that we all ought to root for here in America. This is an American company where they make American products, and they got Americans making them. And I don't know, there's something about that that sort of rings my bell and makes me stand up and salute and say, if there's a choice, do that. Jimmy, let's talk more about how do you know this thing's going to work on your vehicle? Like, so when I got my 09 Flex, the stock hitch that they will offer as an option is just it's a lightweight kind of bolt-in. I think it's called a Class 2, right?
Okay.
It's got a 250 or 300-pound tongue weight. It's the kind of thing you could pull a small trailer with, but not the kind of thing you could stick an 80 or 100-pound hauler and then add a 500-pound motorcycle to that. So then I went and got a custom hitch welded, made and welded underneath the bottom of the car, which cost me a few hundred bucks. And, the guy said, this thing is probably rated, you can probably pull 10,000 pounds with this based on what the hitch will take. But, of course, that's going to make your transmission explode. So, I said, no, don't worry. I need it strong enough to do that as though that was what I was hauling. But it's really more about that tongue weight. So maybe we can talk about what vehicles these work on, what to watch out for, how much sag you can take in the rear end of your car, because you really don't want the tail wagging the dog, if you know what I mean.
Right. I think it's important to understand that there's a difference between a toe rating and a tongue rating. Toe rating on your hitch is how much your vehicle can pull. And then the tongue weight rating is how much force can be applied down to your hitch. It's an important distinction to make. We actually have on VersaHall.com, we have a chart. If you click on the carrier that interests you, we have a chart, and it has dozens and dozens of makes and models of cars and what their carrying capacity is. Mm-hmm. When they apply it to one of our carriers. So we do a little bit of the math there for you and try to make it a little bit easier. But even then, that's made off of generalizations. It's easier for us to do if we know specifically what kind of vehicle and what kind of hitch you have.
So you got to find. So what you're looking at then, if you can put this on, retrofit it to your current car,
mm-hmm.
or you're looking at putting on your new car, is finding that local company that does custom hitches, because the OEM one may not be strong enough, because the OEM one is designed to match the trailer weighting, in other words, how much you can tow, and that connects up to how much the hitch rating would be in terms of your tongue weight. And that's not what you're talking about here. So you got to sort of do your own math, you guys at home, and figure out what's the right thing for you and find that local hitch guy like I did who may make you the right thing, the right tool for the job. Now, on my vehicle, I got about an inch of sag if you measure the space, the gap between the top of the tire at the back and the fender wall there. I got about an inch of sag and rode around very slowly when I first put the sport bike in there, first the Triumph Daytona 675 and then the Cowie ZX6R. I've had both those bikes on there. And didn't really notice a tremendous difference in handling. I started picking up the speed, now running with traffic, now I'm on the freeway, now I'm going around those clover leaves, and the vehicle handled pretty much not like normal. I was surprised at how it kind of just held together.
Easier than pulling a trailer.
Huh?
Easier than pulling a trailer?
Yeah. Well, certainly, because also with a trailer, you got to go 55.
Right.
And in California, you're limited to the two rightmost lanes. You can't go in the left lane. You're not supposed to go in the diamond lane. You know, all of those things that you can do if you don't have a trailer. And this one, all of a sudden, now it acts like a car, yet it pulls like a trailer. And I thought that was pretty cool.
I think it's important. I mean, custom hitches, the bigger the hitch that you can get on the vehicle, the best scenario it's going to be for us in the application of our carriers. But it's not a necessity. I mean, there's a number of factory hitches that come out on trucks today and bigger vehicles that are applicable, and they're plenty strong to handle the majority of the bikes available. But it's important to remember that the further away that you push the carrier and the bike from the bumper, the more leverage it's going to create on the hitch, the more torque it's going to create. So that's another nice feature about our carriers is it's actually adjustable on the main tube. You can slide it out to the end of the tube that's in the vehicle, or mm-hmm. you can slide it closer to the vehicle to reduce that leverage that's created on the hitch. That way, you can carry it a little bit more safely, and you can actually specifically customize it to your specific situation.
Right. I also thought it was kind of neat that there's a sort of a big metal detent on the end of that main rail, the part that sticks out from your hitch, that makes it kind of idiot-proof, and that was good for me, because I'll tell you why. If you leave those bolts loose, the thing starts sliding around. You don't want to pitch the whole thing, and so it's impossible. It can't come off. All right. Pretty neat product. That's the VersaHaul Motorcycle Carrier System, VersaHaul.com, V-E-R-S-A-H-A-U-L. Jimmy Eloff from Indiana, thanks for joining us. My name is Steve Natt. You've been listening to Cycle World Radio, and we'll be back next week with another cool show. Stick around, and, not stick around. We'll see you next week. Rubber side down, guys.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only, and Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network, and if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes, just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
From sea to shining sea and border to border, this is the voice of the nation. This is Radio America.